Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Dracarys, bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. Happy Valentine's Day special, except you're listening to this after Valentine's Day, so that's a fail. I'm here with my boyfriend, my beau, Beau Clark.
Wow.
Sup?
Thank you. It's so good to be back in the studio. Feel like I've been practicing on my radio voice.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red weather, where you weather.
Red leather, yellow
when
leather.
Marriage is up. What brings us together here today?
Are you drunk?
No, I just had a Celsius and a vodka, so maybe tipsy.
Tipsy-ish.
Tipsy-izzy. It always helps me with nerves.
I feel like my listeners probably are sick of listening to you. Well, if you're good. Sick of listening to Beau, just tweet me.
That's
no,
fine.
Actually, look, tweet him.
I would rather not walk over to your apartment in the rain to help you out.
Yeah.
Well, I have better things to do with friends.
You're a good egg. You're a good egg, and I'm lucky to have you.
Why, thank you.
So we just got back from New York. Quick trip. Working. Oh my God. Did you hear that?
See, I've been practicing. That's why I'm talking right up into the microphone. Very
Jesus.
Loud. I have my sexy voice on.
You really are loud today.
I know.
You know what?
I've been practicing. You know what? This is what happens. You fuck up so many times after everyone messaging you, speak into the mic. We can't hear you. And I've been practicing this nice dialogue.
Like when you're not around me, do you go around practicing?
I learned how to build your diaphragm on YouTube to talk with a sexy radio voice.
Huh. I would like to compare, like, right now to the first time you were on.
I wouldn't know how to do that, but...
No, like, listen to it. Like,
well, I've never listened
to the first
after this,
episode we ever did together. I'm surprised because you really like yourself.
I like yourself as much as I like my... What?
So I would think that you secretly go and listen to your episodes. You are totally that type.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Really?
Your eyes are darting.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even hit like my puberty like voice crack.
It's like
yet.
Prepubescent
voice crack.
Really?
Really?
Really? Yeah. I feel like you've secretly listened to them because you like yourself so much.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with liking yourself. In fact, it's wonderful and everyone should love themselves. You just really do. And you have that confidence and
Well, I should have confidence to know that I like myself, that I don't need to go and listen to my voice.
No, but like, just like when we watch Vanderpump Rules, I just like glance over at you when you come on the screen to see like your face. And I just see like a,
yeah, but usually
your
I'm
eyes.
Not on
no,
my
no,
phone.
No, 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 no,
oh.
no, no. No, I see like the wrinkles in the corner of your eyes.
Just, it's because I'm old. They're not.
They start to
well,
rise
maybe you should have
up,
got me some Botox at the Botox party that we just went to in New York. Thank you very much. Mic down, walking away.
No, 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 no. Just
is
don't.
Walking away.
Just I see that I just know when like your face lights up a little bit without you even smiling when you see yourself.
Well, maybe when I see you, that's where my face lights up.
No.
How about that? No.
No.
Well, I'm sorry for you.
I feel like you used to honeymoon stage. You used to.
It's over. Finally, actually, we don't get that anymore. Maybe that shit is over.
Is it
Schwartz
over?
Schwartz isn't like look at you guys kissing in public honeymoon phase. We don't get that shit no more. We actually haven't got that in months.
I know.
Oh my God, we're legit cuttable.
Are we
cuttable?
Doomed?
Cuttable.
Is that okay?
Couple.
Oh, we're a legitimate couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said legitimate couple. I said something weird.
I thought that you've been practicing your radio voice.
Well, I was, but then you shamed me.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna give you a compliment right now. Your radio voice is very impressive.
Well, thank you, lovey.
I like it. So we were just in New York, because I partnered with Botox. Cool. And
B-E-A-U-Tox. That's my version.
Yes. And we had a quick trip there. And I was like doing a few interviews. So we're going to play like a newlywed game and hopefully just like go off on some tangents in honor of Valentine's Day. And if you don't have a Valentine and if you're single as fuck, I've been there.
Or we can call it like the newly over honeymoon phase couple game.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that.
Yes. That is such a wonderful
the
ring
newly
to it.
Over honeymoon phase couple game.
That's terrible. Just let me talk.
All right, again, shutting me down.
So if you don't have a Valentine, if you're single, honestly, the best Valentine's days are the ones where you're with your friends. This is a stupid holiday anyway.
And remember, you never find good quality at bars, ladies and gentlemen.
What does that have anything to do with anything?
Well, it's the Galentine's Day, Valentine's Day, where all the bars like, bring a picture of your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend I've and shred never, it and you get a free shot.
I've never heard of that. But
just,
I like it.
So I'm just letting everyone know, you're never going to find good quality at a bar.
Do you know what Galentine's Day is?
I have no fucking clue.
So you've
you
been
literally
sitting,
just told me.
So
that.
You've been sitting here after, like, as I've said, Galentine's.
Well, I
for
forgot
a few
to Google
now.
It.
You still don't know what that means.
Well, there's Valentine's, but that was a saint. So I'm just thinking Galentine's, like.
What do you think? Just think of it.
I literally have no idea.
Really?
I feel like Valentine's Day, like single Valentine's. Salentine.
No, Galentine's Day is when you just spend it with your girlfriends, like gals, your gals. Why do you think tonight we're going to Sir in honor of Galentine's Day and all the girls are hosting it? All
I didn't
of the girlfriends.
Realize that. We're going because you're forcing me to go, and all the girls are
True
forcing
that.
The guys to go. And the only reason why I'm going is because all the other guys are going, so I can have Brotine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still doesn't have the same ring to it. So, like, out of all of your 38 years of living, like how I just dropped that in there, you've never had, like, I don't mean, like, romantic girlfriends, like, friends that are girls that are like, yeah, we're doing Galentine's Day.
Most of my friends are girls. And
exactly.
They've never said
that?
No, we all went to the bars and we're like, fuck. We're like, yeah, let's just drink and have fun. So there was nowhere,
okay.
like, and it was on Valentine's Day. Which is also, I guess, known as Galentine's Day, because you know we're unisex friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not all the ladies. If a bunch of ladies walked into a bar, I think me and the majority of our friends are like, oh God, did they just come here from Westwood? Like all the
why Westwood?
I don't know.
That
just feels
so
like
random.
It feels like Westwood is like the college town where it's like you stay there at UCLA, and then if you stay there a little bit longer in your 30s, you still have your sorority girl. And then when they come into West Hollywood, it's like we're gonna start at Rockin' Riley's, but then we're gonna go to One Oak with the girls, and we're gonna get like someone's gonna let us sit at their bottle service table. Galentine's.
Okay, you're on one, and I like it. Okay, I see what you're saying.
So yeah,
I always hated Valentine's Day. Last year, when you surprised me with a murder-themed Valentine's, when you decorated my apartment all
with
murder and death
and
blood,
and
like that was the first
love.
Time I've ever actually like enjoyed Valentine's Day.
That was probably the first time I've done something like that.
Like,
I told you it was.
I actually like. I feel bad for my former self, and I feel bad for like everyone like who like feels like shit on Valentine's Day because it's such a waste of a holiday.
It's a Hallmark holiday.
It really
and
is.
I feel like it brings more trouble.
It does.
Too, because there are certain girls that are like, where's my roses? Where's my chocolate? You didn't do this.
You didn't make reservations at this restaurant?
You didn't buy me this. You didn't do this. And I'm like, but I wrote you this, you know, 10-page love letter
to you.
You
don't write 10-page love letters.
I'm saying, no, I'm just generalizing. Like, mm-hmm. And then the guys are stressing out. Like, we are stressing the F out about this day.
You're stressing out?
No, I'm generalizing. Okay. The majority of guys hate this because it's like it's built up to be something so not what it is, and it's like something where you can just express your love in a certain way. Now it's materialistic. Now it's you didn't do this. It's not good enough. I feel like so Valentine's Day for me has always just been like, bleh.
Also,
so with you,
yeah,
I was like, I'm like, wow, I got some creativity that popped in my head. Let me do this, and it was so silly, you know, with the bloody hearts and the things that I did. Like, it was fun to do, but it wasn't anything big. It was special for you, but it wasn't like I took you out to a fancy dinner. I bought the most expensive wine. We did steak and lobster. It wasn't material stuff, you know. I was creative, but
yeah.
For a lot of my guy friends, Valentine's Day scares the shit out of us because we always feel like we're not good enough, and we're never going to be good enough because, you know, the girls in today's society, especially in West Hollywood, they all want something fancy and
Yo,
super.
Bro, it's not just West Hollywood. This shit's everywhere.
I know, but I didn't want to jump. Like, I'm talking about my area.
Well,
so I don't want to say
you,
someone like,
it's everywhere.
You know, okay.
I just don't like, it's like New Year's Eve. That's another one that really bothers me. You know, it's really expensive. There's always a set menu, and I never really like what's on the set menu, but I have to order an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, and I don't even like dessert, so it's not fair. It's like, why are we spending $100 a person on this when I don't even want dessert? and I don't even like the things on the menu. And
can
then
I
it's
swap
awkward.
Out the dessert for another vodka soda?
Right.
Hello.
That's my type of Valentine's Day. I think I've told this story before that, like, after Bo and I did the deed for the first time, I had the worst UTI of my life because it had been a while since I had been intimate. And it was so bad. This was when my, you know, one of my best friends, Alex, was living with me. I remember crawling, like sobbing, crying from the bathroom into my guest room, just crawling into the guest room, begging her at 3 a.m. to take me to the hospital. And I had to go to Cedar Sinai and get an IV with all of this medicine and stay there overnight. And it was the absolute worst. Anyone who's had a UTI knows that it is the absolute worst. And we have to be so careful because you seriously can't get anything done when you have a UTI. It's that painful. Insert Eucora. Okay. Now this is a UTI preventative. Okay, so it's made from all natural ingredients and really works to prevent UTIs right after sex when the dangerous bacteria just entered your body. It tastes like pink lemonade, so all you do is mix it with water and drink it when you have sex, well, after, and it prevents UTIs. So you're safe from the worst thing. Ugh, one of the most painful things you can go to. And Eucora is giving my listeners 30% off, okay? Because when you go and when you actually get a UTI, you gotta go get expensive antibiotics or you end up in the hospital like me. So not fun. So go to eucora.com/Stassi. That's eucora.com/Stassi. And you get 30% off your order. Don't get yourself a UTI. It is sucky as can be. So, yeah. Don't feel bad if you don't have a Valentine because, like I said, meaningless. Meaningless, meaningless. And honestly, it doesn't really matter because, again, you're hearing this after Valentine's Day. So, I hope you didn't slit your wrists or something. It's so not worth it, people. Get it together. So, I thought in honor of this, let's come up with a negative name for Valentine's Day.
Fuck you, holiday.
You really are not good at like catchy things.
So, well, I usually am when I think about it. I do. Sorry, I'm not the one-lining queen of Vanderpump Rules.
What?
I'm sorry that I'm not the one-lining queen of one-liner queen of Vanderpump Rules.
I just wanted to hear you compliment me again.
Oh.
Okay. Well, in honor of this lackluster holiday, I figured we would play like the newlywed game or something. Because whenever I see people play that, I'm like, that's a lot of pressure. I don't know the answers to any of that shit. Like, I really don't. Like, if we fail, who really cares? But before that, I just want to have a discussion. Because while I was in New York doing this Botox thing, I was doing some interviews, doing press and all of that. And you came up and then like I was talking to you after and we were talking about my hair color and how it's a darker blonde.
Really? We're doing this.
Yeah, we are.
We're doing this.
And how it's a darker blonde. And I was looking at like old photos of myself with platinum hair and I was like, oh, remember when? I was like, God, I look so different. And you were like, yeah, you look so like you just look like so like you were trying to give me a compliment, like you're mustering it up, and I thought it was going to be something like stunning, gorgeous, striking. No, you just look so motherly now. Womp, womp, womp. Well, okay. And I freaked. I'm like, did you just say motherly? And I'm like, you realize that like that is synonymous with like homely. With like letting yourself go.
No.
Yes,
never.
It is. No one.
No.
It's
motherly
not.
Is not homely.
Yes, it is.
What
that's
does
what,
homely
that's
mean?
What it means to
what
women.
What does homely mean?
That like.
I disagree.
Plain.
People, please tweet Stassi about that. I disagree.
Yes, I want to know if your part if your partner told you that you looked
mean?
Mother. It's like plain and just like. Ugh.
No, Kate Hudson. Yeah. And
Kate
all,
Hudson
and,
is not homely. She's a hot ass motherfucker.
But she looks motherly. But if she.
What? No, she doesn't.
She doesn't?
What when, does even motherly
mean? Okay. All right, like, here we go. Here's the guys.
This
that,
is,
look,
this
right,
is the
so
thing.
I'm not good with.
There's nothing ahead. Wrong with being a mother. I hope to be one soon ish. So,
don't
like.
Give me that look.
That's not what I'm taught. So, like, mothers are hot too. But, like, the word motherly, women associate that word with, like, not being hot. Like, you know, whenever once their boyfriend, like when you're like, hey babe, how do I look tonight? You look so motherly. Are you kidding?
That is not what I said.
That is what you said.
I said your hair. You and your hair from like platinum porn star white going to like a nice natural like blondish, like just elegant hair color. It's like, if God came down and gave me a picture of these two women, which are you, one with your white porn star hair and your other like kind of nice like elegant blondish, you know, brown, just very classy hair, and says, who would I like to have a child with? I am gonna say the one with the nice classy hair, not the porn star. And I'm just adding a PC parentheses there, I'm not yelling at anyone that has platinum hair. That's awesome, I love your hair. But what I'm trying to say is, you showed me a photo back when I met you, uh-huh, and you had platinum hair, and then I see you and I see this other photo of you, and I'm like, you just look so much elegant now. And you, and I say motherly because I'm like, this is the type of hair color that I would like to have a child
okay
with.
Okay, what's the type of hair color that you'd like to bang?
Well, that is the bleach blonde.
So there you
hair.
Go.
But
so,
you know what? We started banging, and look what we grew into.
So, but
your hair grew with our relationship.
Girls want to hear. Men want to. Boys and girls want to hear.
But
everyone wants
opinion.
To hear that
that's
they're bangable,
opinion.
Not that's, that they're motherable.
But are we still not banging?
It doesn't matter.
We are still banging.
So I
we are not making love.
So what?
We are banging still.
So what you're saying is you'd rather have sex with my porn star hair than with my motherly
no,
hair.
No, you just said a nasty word, banging. It's not nasty, but you just said like, bang it out, bro. So would I rather bang it out when you say it like that in a fun way? Yeah, of course. But you know what? I'm also banging out that motherly person as well. It's just that now when I'm banging out the motherly hair person,
there's a chance that I could get pregnant.
Well, there's not a chance. It's like, oh, well, now it's like we're banging out for like future things to happen.
This is the weirdest conversation, and like you're because so you, trying to like
know,
prove
I'm,
that you're right, and you're
I'm
not just
trying
not,
to prove to my right.
You're
I'm
not
just trying
right.
to explain. I'm not trying to prove to my right. I'm just trying to explain that when I said you look motherly, was not like you look homely.
Well, I just want to let you know that girls want to feel bangable.
And do you not feel bangable?
I did until you
then?
Told me that I was motherly.
Yeah, but we also banged all over that hotel that night when I told
TMI,
you that.
TMI,
so.
TMI, TMI.
Well, okay.
I'm just
sorry,
saying.
Do you want to pause? And
all the men out there, don't ever go up to your significant other and say, you know what, sweetie? You know what, sweets? You look motherly tonight.
Or we can take it this way. You know, when your bro friends are like, you know what, dude? You just make a girl feel like shit and then she'll love you. And then that's how you get like hot chicks, bro. Because that's what I do. I sit there and I meet girls and I'm like, you know, God, you look ugly. Next thing I know, like totally taking them home. So
do
maybe
guys really say that?
Sometimes I do. It's
are
disgusting.
You really?
Yeah, they do.
You've heard guys actually
yeah, just
say that they...
The same reason why when girls are like, I'm sorry, I don't know you. And then all of a sudden the guy wants it. But the minute, if the girl's like too into them in the beginning, they're like, whoa. It's like the chase. Mm-hmm. But also, there's like this weird, they have it on, I saw an episode on Sex and the City with you one time where they were talking about, he just disrespected me and I kept wanting to call him. It's like in movies, that shit's on TV all the time. When the guy's a dickhead to the girl, it makes them feel like, what's wrong with me? Oh, well, I better get with him because he you know, it's in television.
Right. Okay, so yeah. I guess it was just a little alarming to hear like, yeah, I'm going to make her feel bad about herself.
Well,
then
no,
I'm
I didn't. Okay, so now you're twisting my words. I didn't say that, but I was saying in a funny way, that could be. But going back to the beginning, when I said you looked motherly, it was supposed to be that the blonde picture was like the photos when I first met you years ago on the Instagram with Kristen and Katie trying to show it to me. And I was like, nah. And then now if I would have saw you, I was like, wow, look at this classy, gorgeous. Like, this is a type of woman that I, would like to have a freaking marriage and
this
child.
This is where
with.
I want to plant my seed.
Like to farm in her veg. Ooh,
ew,
God, that was gross.
So
sorry.
Nasty.
It was. I apologize.
Moment of silence for that.
I was a member of the 4-H Club. And
what is the 4-H Club?
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
What is the 4-H Club?
It's okay. You don't get it.
What
it's
is
all right.
It?
It has nothing to do with shoes.
What is the 4-H
Your
Club?
Your listeners will tweet you.
No, you have to tell me right now. I swear to God.
No.
No, I will 100% pause this podcast. Tell me. No.
I want you to Google it.
What is the 4-H? No, because it'll take too long. What is the 4-H Club? What is it?
It's okay. Actually, wait. I might be wrong. It's, well, I'm talking about like the agricultural farming club in.
Are you serious? You're talking about farming right now?
Well, because I just said something gross.
Okay.
So never mind. I thought the 4-H Club was like farming, but it's like, it's about like leader. I don't know. We're moving on. It's been a while.
You really went hard on this 4-H club.
I thought for a second, and then I'm now, like, while we're talking, I'm Googling, and then I should have Googled before I spoke.
Okay. Well, moral of the story, please don't call me motherly again.
What happens when you have a baby?
You can say you're a good mother if I am one.
Can I say you're a MILF?
Yeah, 100%.
Can I be a DILF? You know what? Oh, my God. Just getting off topic. I can't wait to be in, like, one of those, like, in that there's an Instagram account called DILF.
You seem really, like, confident about you being a DILF.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to be on that account.
What if people don't think you're a DILF? What if people are just like dad bod over there?
Well, I have a dad bod now.
No, you don't. I love your bod.
Actually, 7 people messaged me that I have a dad bod. That really
hurt.
You
counted 7?
Yeah, I counted 7. On, they messaged me on Twitter, and you know, on Twitter you could just see it. And then I looked at them and I was like, you're a jerk.
I'm sorry.
7 people.
Why does dad bod get such a bad rap?
I don't know. Like, it did hurt though. But I tried to work on my abs, but it's like, I like to have too much fun.
No, you know what? This is bullshit because this is another thing that I want to bring up that really pisses me off in this relationship. We both gained weight together. Okay. When we started dating, we both gained weight together. I have worked out almost as much as you have since us starting to work out again. I have cut back on my drinking more than you have. I've cut back on my food intake more than you have. You have lost weight and I have stayed the same. What the actual F is that? You work out one more time than I do and you all of a sudden are like 10 pounds lighter. What's with women not being able to, like, lose weight as easy as men? It's like really fucking annoying.
I don't know. I have no idea. We have friends that do that exercise stuff. We should ask them. That's a good question.
Because it really, like, the second you were like, let's get a little more in shape, and we started to do it, you got in shape. I'm the same.
Teddy would probably know that.
Teddy Mellencamp from Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She would probably. That's a question you can ask.
Way to just slide that in there.
Well, she does that. You could ask her.
Accountability coach AF.
There you go. I have no idea. But also, when we go to Lit Method, we do this low intensity.
Low intensity?
It is low intensity. That's what it's called.
Hard as shit.
Yeah, it is. It's not the high intensity. But we do that like 2 or 3 times a week.
So, let's be real. 1 to 2 times a week.
Okay, 1 to 2. But then I go and lift weights at least once or twice.
You've literally done that like 3 times.
Yeah, a week.
No, like 3 times in the last like 6 months.
Why you gotta call me out? I do.
Because the whole point.
But also,
of this,
we've been on vacation. We keep going on traveling.
You're
trips.
Missing the point of what I'm saying.
I don't
is that
know
it's
why our bodies
fair.
Are different. Boys are from Mars. Girls are from Venus. There it is.
It's really not fair. Okay, so
let's play this game. We're doing great.
Life. Let's talk about Beau's new obsession, Hopsy. Okay, so if you are somebody that likes trying different craft beers and you like doing things at home, Hopsy is now like the Nespresso of beer. It's like the Keurig for beer. It's this little machine that makes craft beers in the comfort of your own kitchen. I love the story behind Hopsy because it was started by 3 guys who love to go to different breweries and try different beers and all of that stuff. But who has time to like travel across the country and world going to all these different breweries? So with Hopsy, you can go to their website, pick a beer that you'd be interested in trying, and you can actually make it in your home. It was the perfect Valentine's Day present, and it's the perfect present for anything, birthday, Christmas, holidays, whatever, or just to have, because it's kind of like a fun party thing as well. If you're like having a get together and you're like, hey, you want to try a beer? I have special ones for you to try. It's Beau has become so obsessed with it that he now, like, we doesn't even use my discount and goes and buys the beers that he likes online. And they are giving my listeners a really, really good deal when you go to tryhopsy.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi at the end. This is what you're going to get. You're going to get the Sub Home Draft Machine, 2 mini kegs of beer, so that's the equivalent of 2 6-packs, 2 Hopsy glasses, and free membership in the monthly beer club for only $99. So you get the machine, the 2 mini kegs of beer, 2 glasses, and a free membership in the monthly beer club for only $99. That is insane. So go to tryhopsy.com/Stassi. That's TRYHOPSY.com/Stassi. Use my promo code Stassi in the end. at the end. And you can get all of this for only $99. So that's tryhopsy.com/Stassi. Use promo code Stassi. You get the sub home draft machine, 2 kegs of beer, 2 Hopsy glasses, free membership to the monthly beer club for $99. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, so this newlywed game, we're going to see how much we know about each other or remember about each other. The first one, when and where did we first kiss? I remember this. Do you?
It was in the back of an Uber.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I gave you, like, after our third date, I finally kissed you.
It was not in
like,
the back of
kiss,
an Uber.
Kiss, or like, I gave you, yeah.
No, you like, you kissed me on the cheek in the back of an Uber.
But that's a kiss.
No.
Are you like,
when
real
did we
kiss?
First, like, real kiss?
When you took advantage of me at that.
No.
No?
Oh my God, you're annoying. You really don't what? Remember. Seriously? Okay. No, I will explain.
Uh-oh.
So this fella over here didn't kiss me like the first 3 dates. I'm like, what is this? It's like that episode of Sex and the City where with Carrie Bradshaw, where like he won't ask her to come in. And then you find out he was like an alcoholic and he like wasn't allowed to like be sexual with women. And she's just like, what? I'm literally throwing myself at you. What the fuck is happening? I was like, what are we waiting for here? Like, we got to find out if we like are like into each other like that. Why do you keep? So I was complaining to Kristen and Katie. And then Kristen was like, you didn't even text him. Was like, you didn't even kiss her. And he's like, no, I didn't. And then that's why I remember the first time so much, because I was like, oh, there you go. It was when you took my scooter, the one that I bedazzled on Vanderpump Rules last season. And you were like, gonna drive home. And I walked you out with my bedazzled scooter and you finally made out with me. And I was like, God, it's about freaking time. You really don't remember that?
I made out with you on your street corner?
Yeah. Lame. I can't believe you don't remember
next
that.
Next question.
God, it was probably just like not eventful for you.
It must
you.
Have been raining.
It wasn't. God. Well, the next question was, my partner's first kiss made me think blank. For Bo, nothing. For me, finally.
All right.
Okay.
So, Stassi 2, Bo 0.
Yes.
How long is this fucking question?
What was the worst date with your partner? What was our worst date that we ever had?
Oh, God. You start. Or do we have to? You start this one.
Well, I've started everyone. I've had the answers to everything.
No, I just started the first one where we kiss and I failed.
Okay.
You're the winner, so you
the
should.
The worst date?
But like what? Like if we fought or if like
no,
we just got
I think
shitty
that if
service?
It, just like something like, oh, well, that was a bust.
I don't think we've had a
I don't think
really
a bad,
bad
one. No.
I mean, I cook and you eat everything. So.
I hate when you say that. It's so annoying. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I can't really think of anything. Okay. What? Ooh, I like this. What would be your partner's ideal date? So what do you think? I'll tell you what I think your ideal date would be, and you can tell me what you think my ideal date
would
be. I'll
start.
Okay.
Since you did the last one. Your ideal date would be you in pajamas watching a housewife or a Kardashian while I order Taco Bell and bring you wine, red wine that's been in the refrigerator for 4 hours.
Close.
And have both the dogs around us.
That was really close. But no, my ideal date would be if we were in Paris and did that in the hotel room. Like we'd already been out in Paris all day long and just like shopped and at dinner and all that. And then we came home early at like 8 or 9 and we turned on a reality
Paris
show or Game of Thrones. Like, okay. I don't need the nightlife. And we had our dogs there and then we could order Taco Bell in Paris and just cuddle.
But most people in Europe don't eat
and
dinner
be alone.
Until like 9 or later. But
and I could
fine.
Be comfortable and I could take all my makeup off.
Yeah. Okay. So I was what, 90% right?
Yeah, you were 90% right, but you missed a very big chunk of that.
All
like
right,
a very
great.
Big chunk of
so
that.
So what's mine?
Okay. It would be a whole day thing where it started off with me bringing you a cocktail in bed to wake you up. And then you'd probably want to go like, I don't know. I mean, ideal, maybe see a
find your words.
Marvel movie. And then after we'll get wasted first. And then after the Marvel movie, go meet up with all of your friends so that we can all hang out together and get wasted. And then end the night with karaokeing. And the whole time I'm on my best behavior and I don't complain once. And then we stay out till 2:30 in the morning.
Okay. So the things you got wrong is the wasted three times.
Okay.
First of all, if you brought me a cocktail in the morning, then that means we went out the night before and I'm hungover, and it would be a beer. It would be a Miller Lite because it's like refreshing.
Okay.
All right. Second of all, Marvel movie. You know, I did take you to Thor Ragnarok and you loved it. So don't sit there and judge.
No, that
was
funny.
It was a good, I've been taking you to good Marvel movies.
I like when they're funny.
I know. And I take you to the appropriate ones that I know you would like Ant-Man's and all the other ones.
Aquaman, okay. Because Jason Momoa is in it.
That's DC. Ooh. Fine. Marvel's different. Marvel's
comic
different.
Booky movies.
Okay. Then find your words. Know what you're talking about. Gucci and Prada are two different brands.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means, but okay.
Gucci and Prada. That's just the way I say it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm trying to be funny.
So. So then what would your
My ideal date would be?
Yeah, because I feel like you love being in social situations.
I would like to, but that's like a birthday. My ideal date is you and me together.
Okay. Thank you. That's sweet. I appreciate that.
Now, the only thing that you got right about that was, yes, a nice movie, but also the ending. But that would be like a Sunday where we'd go to Belmont and then do karaoke at the end of our date to be with my friends and your friends together. That was the only thing. So I'm going to give you like 65% of a win on that.
Okay.
Next question.
All right.
How do you feel about that?
All right.
How do you feel about that?
We have long involved dates. What is the first thing your partner would buy if they won the lottery?
Shoes.
No.
Shoes.
That wouldn't be the first
thing. Shoes. 100% shoes.
No.
Okay. I
know what you would buy.
What?
An apartment in Berlin.
An apartment in Berlin, a Subaru Outback, and maybe like some like band,
wasn't like
one-off how bands.
Isn't like a list of things. It's not a Christmas list.
Well, you shut me down.
It's just what's like the first thing.
No,
first is the number one.
Actually, it wouldn't be. It's not going to be Berlin anymore.
If you won the lottery, I guess you could do anything.
Right.
I would just buy a house.
But I wouldn't be. It used to be Berlin when I was single, but now it's not Berlin.
Yeah.
So if the first thing that I would do is, I love my Jeep. I have an old 67 Jeep, and it's great. But I would probably buy a car.
And you would really buy your Subaru Outback?
Yeah, I would buy my Subaru Outback.
All right, people. My boyfriend is so freaking weird. When I say, like, what is your dream car? He's like, I want a Subaru Outback with giant tires. I'm like, okay, shoot for the stars, bro.
Well, it's also, you know, it's a car that I like that I could sit there and go.
It's so
also
random.
A family car. I know. I like random stuff.
It is so.
It's also a great family car.
You're so hipstery. You're just like.
Why is that hipster? There's no cool people. There's no like cool people that I know out here. I've actually barely ever. Actually, I do see a lot of Subarus out here. But I'm telling you, they're a cool car. And that's what I'd buy. So that's the first thing I would buy. And you and I would do a road trip or something if we won the lottery. And then we'd go all around America.
And just Instagram the shit out of it.
Yeah. Sorry. I have a weird thing with cars. I've always had old Jeeps. I like cars I could put and things I could put big tires on. I live in the city, but I just want like a really big. I like wagons, and but I'm also thinking about the future. It's like when we have a kid, what's a good safe car that I could put our child in? And I've read stuff, and I can have a Subaru Outback. It's big. It's a station wagon, and I can lift it. So it's like it's a soccer mom car, but it's also a cool dad car.
You are
boom. We both win.
You're 100% gonna be a soccer mom.
And then I would buy a house, maybe like we're like on somewhere on the beach of Italy now, because now
that's what I like.
And you know, but not in like the fancy place, like where my sister's aunt lives and sent him.
Well, if you can afford the fancy place, why wouldn't you want the fancy thing?
Because I'd rather have something small and cute rather than some fancy place. Because I'm a realist. I'm like, you win the lottery. All those people that win the lottery, they all like, they spend their money. They shoot themselves.
They shoot themselves?
I don't know. But bad things happen to people that win the lottery if they don't do well. It's like the curse of the Power Rangers. Like shit happens to
those. The curse of the Power Rangers? I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I'm just all over the place.
All right. Subaru Outback for him. So freaking random. Okay.
Oh, wait. What would you? Oh, you would have.
I would just buy a house.
Where?
Here.
Here?
For us to live.
Oh.
Yeah.
But okay, can you have something fun? Can you say, what would you do fun-wise?
Fun-wise?
Selfish fun-wise.
Selfishly? I'm not really thinking that
way. No, condo in Paris?
I mean, if I already bought the house here. yeah.
Well, which I'm saying. So if obviously we would buy, if I won the lottery, yes, after the Subaru, we would get the house here, but then we can get a cute little, like a one bedroom apartment in Italy and then another one in Paris. I thought you would be on the same page
as me.
I think both of our things together.
See, no, you're saying that you're winners. More of like a realistic person, and all I can think of is like, no, just buy a house in LA. Boring answer, but like that would be a luxury, and I would just like, I would interior decorate the shit out of it, and I would just spend all my money like making it look so fucking adorbs.
You know, a motherly comment would be like, I'm gonna pay for I'm gonna buy you know, spend $2 million for our child's PK, preschool, elementary school, middle school, and high school tuitions. Because literally, people, that's how much shit costs out here.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I would like buy. There's like, I don't really need anything. I have pretty much like everything I want but a house.
I just can't believe you didn't say shoes.
Because I already buy the shoes that I want.
I know, but then you'd buy more shoes. More expensive shoes.
No.
Shoes with red soles.
Okay. What was the first meal that your partner ever cooked for you? Was it good? Oh.
Go ahead. Start it.
This was one of our first dates. This was like our second date when you said, do you want to come over and I'll cook for you? And you were like, I'm going to cook you pasta. And I watched you cook it and like I was eating it and you were like, how do you like it? And I was like, it's really good. This meat's awesome. And you're like, it's not meat. It's vegan or vegetarian or something. And I was like, oh, I was tricked.
I mixed it up.
Even remember watching him like cut the meat, and I was like, why is that meat just like so square? I was like, it's so weird. It's literally shaped like a square.
It was a brick.
And I was like, that's the oddest meat I've ever seen.
What did it taste like?
Meat.
Beef. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's the way I cooked it, the way I sauteed it. Babe, 100% win for you. And guess what Stassi cooked for me? Postmates. And next question.
Have I ever cooked anything for you?
No, you're a maker. You're like my mom. My mom was a Stouffer's maker. She was great at pressing buttons on the microwave because she had a job.
Uh-huh.
So she would press. I was a good Stouffer's kid. You're kind of like her, except actually my mom made one thing. But you are a great macaroni and cheese from, the Annie's organic crap that we like.
I made you your birthday cake last year.
You did. But that was not the first date. But I feel like...
That's true. But that was the first thing I probably made you.
I think you made mac and cheese when I was hungover one time.
Probs. Yeah. Okay, this is kind of boring. What was the first impression of your... The first impression was of your partner, that you talked about Germany a lot. It's like, this dude...
Because
like,
I just got back.
This dude like really loves Germany. Berlin. That was my first impression.
And I've already talked... I think we already talked about my first impression on the first episode.
Okay, when I first... Okay, take out like just after looking at my Instagram, like when we first met, what was your first impression?
Well, I thought you were pretty and not motherly.
My hair was platinum.
Yep, bangable, obviously, because you're platinum hair. And I thought you were very intense because also now I was nervous at the time because I knew what Kristen just did and I was flustered.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought you were funny and sarcastic and sweet and fun. That was more like the second date when we were at the Mondrian.
So the first time you met me, you just thought it was intense.
Well, it was the fight. Yeah, you're intense. You're intense, but also I was insecure.
You were?
Yeah, because I told Kristen that I was like, nah, not my type. And then all of a sudden you show up and you've never showed up.
Yeah.
Ever to any of her parties or house parties, and all of a sudden there she is, and I knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, I remember I went straight to the bathroom, and I'm like, looking at my hair, I gotta fix my hair because I always wear hats because then my hair is always like crazy and did I put any product in it? Jesus, I'm like, oh my God, I got dandruff on my shoulder, son of a bitch, and there's a fight. Do I talk to her? Oh, maybe I'll do two push-ups. I think I did like two or three push-ups in the bathroom.
You're such a liar.
No, 100%.
It was so annoying that you didn't come up to me. I was like, oh my God, I don't like sports. I don't like fights. This is boring. I have to literally sit here and just like, I'm just gonna go up to him. It's been like an hour and a half. This is bullshit. So...
Why? It wasn't an hour and a half.
It was a while. I was there for a while. I'm like, bro, we both know why we're here.
I know.
Let's just call a spade a spade. They're trying to see if we would work out. Get with the program and let's speed shit up so that we like don't waste each other's time.
Yeah, but you know, I was hanging out by the corner looking lonely, like I'm flying in the Concords, just waiting for you to come up to approach me.
You're such a weirdo. Okay, we know that I have a slight issue with battery phone charges. You know, I just can't take it. I have to have my phone charged like as at all times. And it just freaks me out when I see that people lose their battery charge. Another thing that I'm passionate about is my airport OOTD. So with that combined, luggage is really important. And I've been noticing a lot of people, like a lot of bloggers, like fashion like sites that I follow, they've been using Away Travel. So these are new suitcases that come in four different sizes. They have the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the medium, or the large. They come in a bunch of different colors. They're sleek, but they also have a charger. Yes, you heard that right. Both sizes of the carry-on are able to charge all cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and anything else that is powered by a USB cord. How amazing is that? I mean, think about the times that like you are at the airport and a layover and you're like, shoot, I forgot my charger. I don't feel like buying a new one. Oh, well, your carry-on has it for you. I also really get annoyed when luggage just isn't sturdy and looks ratty. With Away luggage, seriously, it just looks clean and sleek all of the time. Highly recommend this luggage if you are looking to purchase something new and just like be happy with like a really cute OOTD luggage that charges your phone. And right now they're going to give my listeners $20 off of a suitcase when you visit awaytravel.com/Stassi and use my promo code Stassi at the end. So go to awaytravel.com/Stassi, awaytravel.com/Stassi. Use my promo code Stassi at the end and you get $20 off. There's a TSA approved combination lock, so that prevents theft. It's just super convenient, super chic, and it charges your electronics. Freaking fantastic. Okay. Let's see. What is your partner's favorite junk food? This is hard. Yeah. I would say for you, Taco Bell. But I don't, you would say that for yourself too?
Yeah, but I don't call it junk food. I mean, it's like, that's like my favorite.
Well, it's you're not eating broccoli and carrots.
I mean, that's more like fast food.
But that counts.
As junk food. But then what about like Snickers? Is that junk food?
Yes. You like Snickers over Taco Bell?
No.
That's what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
Do you like anything over Taco Bell?
God, well, because there's Taco Bell. It's like, it's savory. You know, it's then they're sweet.
I know. So this I'm asking the hard hitting questions right now.
Like, if someone said, "Do you have to eat Taco Bell over like Snickers?" I'm just going to say Taco Bell because there's more options. But they're sweet. If I had to go, if I had to have something sweet forever, it would be a Snickers.
Uh huh.
And then if I had, and then there's Taco Bell.
Okay.
Who doesn't like Taco Bell?
What would mine be?
You don't. Yours would probably be Taco Bell too.
Or I actually have another one.
Junk food?
Yeah. Oh. It's right in front of your you're missing something.
It's the mac and cheese, maybe. No?
Hot dogs.
Oh, hot dogs.
Just a plain old hot dog from like Universal Studios.
A Stossage.
Or just with some ketchup, onions, relish, a little bit of mustard. A freaking hot dog. How'd you miss that one? Can't believe it.
Well, I mean, you know what? You're right. Stossages.
Stossages. You know, I've never talked about that on my podcast.
You should. So go ahead. You start it.
Okay.
Because one day, a little too much booze.
Look at him. His face. I wish you could see him. His face just lit up because we're talking about an idea that he had. So he's so proud of himself. This is what he looks like when he sees himself on camera. And I bet when
like
he listens
OOTD
to my podcast.
Day.
You just get really excited. You're like, your face just lights
up. Look at my posture.
Yeah. Like a little
kid. I have my
fist
on my hip
Christmas morning.
Like, here I am.
Yes.
Look at my creativity.
So we came home, I think it was like New Year's Eve. We came home wasted. And he was like, you know what? He was in bed. He's like, you know what, Stassi? And this is in my it's one of my like things in my Instagram story. Like I've pinned it.
Oh, so, have you really?
Yeah. So people can see it.
It's a highlight?
It's a highlight.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I never looked at that.
Yeah. And he was like, since you have a wine and like you have a podcast and you, once your book is done, I think you should just get into food and just the food business and do Stossages.
And then I had an idea. I was like, you should do like hot dogs, like Stassi dog or Stossages. Well, I guess we could watch it. I don't remember what I said.
Yeah. And then lo and behold, I got a giant shipment.
Giant.
Giant.
From Deaton Watson.
You literally.
Like.
Of. of tons of wieners and hot dogs
and cheese and salami
with my face on the packaging on all of them.
And I just pulled
it's a
out
good
one
photo of me too.
It is. It's a, you're freaking sexy. It's actually in between motherly and skanky hair, but yeah. It's all like really well done and like full of volume. It's like a really good photo. And I pulled out a pack. I'm like, we can't open these. So the other ones we ate
some of them, but they're called, they literally made the logo.
Stossages. And everyone keeps messaging you. Is this real? We want one. Is this real?
Like, no, it's not for sale. I wish it was, but I'm not in the sausage business yet.
So here in this package, actually, freaking whoever does this
is a fucking genius.
Is just hilarious.
This is what they wrote on the packaging.
This is one of them. This is their beef franks. So it's Stossage, uncured beef franks. Antibiotic and drama free with her face under it. And the bottom on the top says Stossage. And then underneath where it talks about what they're made of, it goes, here at Dietz and Watson, we teamed up with reality star, influencer and author Stassi Schroeder to create an exciting new line of premium Dietz and Watson products inspired by Stassi's unquenchable passion for sausages and franks. Stossages. Introducing delectably innovative combinations of handcrafted seasoning to our highest quality, no antibiotics ever in our meat. Sizzle up a few of these mouth-watering pre-cooked delicacies and curl up with her latest book or in front of the TV to catch up with her on Vanderpump Rules. And we suggest her birthday episodes.
Boom.
I mean,
I can
talk
die now.
About freaking, I, for me who works in advertising and casting,
I can die now. Like,
whoever wrote that is a genius.
It's amazing. Just like, I just like can't get over it. Like, but I feel like I've truly made it. And I honestly, I was like, are they going to sell these? I'm
right?
Like, I don't even need a cut of it. I just want to walk into freaking Gelson's and see my face on some fucking wieners.
But not only that, freaking food, like the cheese and all the other crap was fantastic.
So good. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put this back in the fridge.
Sounds like we're doing a bunch of SponCon, but it's all for free. Like, I'm not getting a cut of any of this shit.
Oh, no, I'm
going
to actually
like
put
Subaru,
it back in the fridge.
Subaru, Stossages, like...
Everything that starts with an S.
Yeah.
Subarusage.
Yeah.
Maybe a Subaru will make a hot dogs... never mind.
Okay. Now. Okay, next question. What is your partner's most irritating habit? Yours is easy. You're freaking messy. You leave shit everywhere. You leave things open, like doors open, like cabinets open. There's just like, I'm constantly just like picking up after you. And it's just, that's annoying. It's shit.
The reason why I'm doing this, I'm starting right now to help you practice for when we have children. So it's like, I'm training you to
be
so
more
annoying. Motherly.
You're annoying. And if I hear the word motherly one more time, I swear to God. Okay. What's my most irritating habit?
Go ahead. You already know it.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
That I like to go to bed early.
Oh, well, that's really annoying too. But I was just going to go.
Oh, that I snore. I'm really sorry. You know what?
Actually, Luda last night snored way worse than you did for the first time in a really long time. And she was sleeping on your head, not mine for this time.
I can get those like breathe strips. Do you know what those breathe strips would make me look? Really motherly. Could you imagine having sex with someone with their breathe strips on their nose? But I'll do that for you if me not snoring is more important.
Well, I think you're supposed to put that on after sex.
That's true. Okay. Oh, I like this one because I know the answer to this for you.
Wait, who's winning? Like, who's winning?
We're
right
not
now?
Keeping score.
Oh, we're not, oh, no. Well, what's the point?
I'm winning. I know the most. I'm a girl. I will always know the most.
So this is like, okay.
What is your partner's most repeated sentence or phrase? I know what yours is, what you say all the time.
I know what you're going to tell me.
You always say things massive. You say the word massive or massively.
I don't know why.
Like everything is just massive. Like, is there anything tiny? Like
your brain.
Like
boom,
you
drops
love,
mic.
You love that word.
I don't know why I say that word.
I mean, it doesn't annoy me, but
what if I'd say like, do you love me? I'm like massively. That,
you say that. Yeah.
Isn't that? No, we say black hole.
I know, but you.
I like black hole.
Yeah, I know. But you still say massively probably sometimes.
Massively.
What do I repeat a lot? I repeat a lot of things a lot. Jeez. I know because people tweet me that I repeat that. And they're like, drink when Stassi says this. And I'm insecure about it.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
There's a lot.
I don't know what people tweet with
no,
you.
No, what do you think I say a lot?
God, should we pause?
I don't know. See, that means that I'm not annoying to you, that there's nothing that like
you don't
really
annoy me like that.
Okay.
What do you think you say a lot?
I say, do you know what I mean a lot? I say 100%.
I'm so happy you're not a liker.
I do say like a lot.
Not like all the time. Like, you know what I'm talking about when like we're talking like this? Like
I feel like I do.
Like really?
See what I just did there?
I did like see that.
Okay. Who is better at managing finances? You. Not me.
Well, I'd say I'm more appropriate to like, why spend X amount of money on this when we can go over here and get this for the same thing?
Because I would pay someone to do it so that I could not have to do it.
Right. Well, it's like you will do Postmates and that'll be something like $50. I'm like, why don't I just go to the grocery and spend $50 for a week of food that I can cook?
Yeah. If you want to go do that, it's just like, I don't feel like
I know, but I'm saying, I guess it's a different money, Mitch. It's more like I'm more of aware.
Yeah.
Of money.
So you're better at it.
Okay. But yeah, I guess manage. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We have to explain a little bit.
What is the most embarrassing thing you've done around your partner? I don't know. I don't really feel like that embarrassed around you.
I don't. Yeah. Nothing,
yeah.
There's nothing. We're
pretty open about shit.
Well, not
literal
that.
Shit. We're open about it. No, we talk about it.
Well, thank God for poopery, but we definitely closed the door when we were open about shit.
Well, yeah, no
we're
shit.
We're closed about shit. We're closed about shit, but we're open about other shit.
Okay, let's see.
How long is this?
Well, there's like a million. We could stop whenever we want. Okay. You want to stop?
No, I was just...
Like a lot of these are for married people, so like I'm trying to like go through them. Like, if your partner could wear one of your clothing items, what would it be?
Why'd you get so happy?
Because do you want to wear anything that I have?
I wouldn't be able to fit in it.
That's nice. But would you? If you could, is there anything that I own that you'd want to wear?
I remember I wore that. I had my bear shirt on and my overalls, and then I put on one of your like fake fur jackets.
Yeah, but you didn't want to wear it. You were just.
I did want to wear it. That's why I put it on. Oh, I did wear it. Remember for your birthday thing on the Vanderpump show?
My Christmas shirt.
Your Christmas shirt. I wanted that for Halloween because that's what I wore for Halloween 2 years ago. And it had green sparkly arm things and a Christmas tree on it. And I wanted that. And I stole that from you.
Yeah.
And then I wore it again.
That was before
birthday.
We were even. That was like only
that was,
like
that
after
was
like
date
our
number four.
Yeah. And I'm like, this dude just slept over at my house and he took my sparkly Christmas shirt and he hasn't called me. He hasn't called me or asked me out. And he's literally wearing it on Halloween. And I see it on Instagram. So like, what a fuck boy. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
because we met at the end of August of 2017.
Yeah. So you like took it from me in the
and
beginning
in Halloween
of September
of 2017. There's an Instagram video of me coming out all hot
and
spicy.
Yeah. And you hadn't asked me out in like a month. Like we were like not really dating. And I'm like, he literally took my shirt and wore it. I mean, you asked me, you didn't just steal it. You said, can I have it? I'm like, okay, you're a weirdo. Fine. But like, if you really want this Christmas sparkly shirt, by all means, bro, this is only the fourth time I've met you.
That was like the cherry on the top of my Halloween outfit. And it was also the cherry. And I'm so happy I get to wear it again on national television and embarrass myself in front of millions of people.
Cute.
What was yours?
I like all of your stuff because it smells like you.
Do you want to wear my overalls?
No, I don't.
But I have to say she does steal every single one of my sweaters. Every single one.
Because they're big. So it's like, and they smell like you. So it's like, they're just so cozy and comfortable.
Then let me wear one for a week before you steal it. And then I will give it to you instead of like washing it. And then I'll start a new one. And then we can cycle through all my sweaters.
Word. Who would survive longer in a zombie apocalypse?
Me.
Probably.
Me.
I mean, what am I going to do? I'm just going to enjoy it.
Me. I know how to shoot guns. I have a big Jeep. And I know how to use a butterfly knife. And I've watched a lot of freaking horror movies and kung fu movies.
Okay, you know what the romantic answer would have been?
What?
Me, because you'd give up your life for me.
Oh, but then you would die right after.
It doesn't matter. That would have been the romantic answer. I at least know.
Sorry, I didn't see Notebook 2.
I'm not going to, like, I would enjoy the zombie apocalypse while it lasted and be like, I'm not going to survive this shit, but, like, I'm so glad I, like, got to see it. Like, that's how I would be, I feel like. Which partner is more organized?
You are.
Thank you. Who looks better in glasses?
I do.
It's such a lie.
So, all right, you do.
I've never
you
even seen you in glasses.
Because you know what? Back in the day,
you
when
make
they,
me wear my glasses.
Because I like librarians. You got upset at me because I was. Everyone says Bo likes like sexy librarians, and then all of a sudden I'm like, bangable hair is not sexy librarian, but motherly hair with glasses in the morning. I'm like, I remember I woke up to you that one time, and I was like, you had your glasses on, you had no makeup, and I'm like, ah. There's my librarian.
No, I'm not a librarian. I'm a motherfucking author.
Yeah, well, there you go. Same thing.
Boom. Check this
my
is your problem.
Card catalog.
You don't reach for the stars, bro. You're reaching for the Hollywood sign. Like, you want a Subaru Outback, like when you have like enough money to buy whatever you want. You want a librarian when you can get an author. It's like you don't even know like what you can get.
You know, okay, you're right.
Reach for the stars. This one's a tough one.
Oh shit.
I think I know what you're going to say. Which partner is funnier?
Me.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Because you're so obsessed with yourself.
No, because I make more people laugh.
I would maybe disagree with you.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree with you.
I think
on my Instagram, I have more funny content than you do.
I don't know.
I think so. I have no shame. There's a thing where I'm in a leotard dancing all weird with my buddy Vegas, and I have no shame. So that's funny.
I get it. You're a little more jovial. I think I'm more sarcastic and dark with my humor, but I would dare to say that I might
I'm obnoxious and I'm a man child. People look at you and they're like, wow, she's sarcastic. Who get it? And then they're like, other people are just like, she's a bitch. So I'm going to go with people who think that I'm a man child, funny and obnoxious. That's a little bit more funnier than sarcastic and she's a bitch.
Who's the better singer?
I am.
You've never heard me sing.
Because you don't. I wonder why.
I only do it alone.
You're like a... Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I only do it alone. I won most talented in my senior class in high school because I was in musical theater and the lead in every school play. So, like, I've sang a lot.
Why don't you ever sing to me when we get, like, tipsy at night
because
and we dance to Disney?
Because I'm rusty.
Because you're rusty.
I'm rusty.
Who's the... Here, let me interject and let me piggy... What is it? Piggyback on that question?
I think. Okay.
I don't know. Who's the better dancer?
Oh, 100% you.
Okay, thanks. Just want to toot my own horn. Next question. Thanks.
You, but I've told you I need you to teach me how to dance. Like, I can dance, like, alone the way, like, girls dance in a club. Or, like, I can do that. I don't know how to, like, properly dance with a man. Like, I don't know how to follow. Like, I don't know how to follow. I'm like, how do you know?
It's because you don't know how to follow because you're always a boss bitch trying to be in control of everybody.
Right.
So you need to learn how to let go.
I don't know how. I've tried. Like when we get wasted and come home.
Let it go. Sit here. Now you do.
No, I'm not doing it.
Why not?
I'm not doing it.
Why not? I thought you were the better singer.
I get bashful.
There's a gem just waiting to appear.
I don't know. I told you I'm rusty. Mm. Who says I'm sorry first after a fight? Me.
Yep.
Always. Who usually wins an argument?
You. But then you feel bad about it the next day.
Yeah, that's correct. Who's more emotional?
Me.
You think?
Yeah, I cry.
So do I.
I'm more in tune with my emotions.
No, I think I have more emotions. I just don't know how to handle them.
Yeah, but I'm more focused with my emotions. Like I'm able, like, here, let me have a moment. I'm
let you have a moment.
Let me have a moment. I'm not a crier, but I'm. Like, I'm in tune with my emotions. If I feel like I grew up with women, so it's like I love the fact that I'm in touch with the way I feel, that I didn't have even the male figures in my life were, you know, very conservative, very structural, but they didn't like shut me down like, you need to be a man. Like, what is a man? You know what I mean? It's like, I am a man, but I'm also in touch with my emotions. So if I'm hurt and something brings up the fact that I'm going to cry, I'm going to cry. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to feel my emotions, and it feels good because it's a great release. And
I know.
So, you know, yeah, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
I'm just surprised that you think you're more emotional. Like, I cried during the Firefest documentary.
Well,
I cry, like, when I watch, like, 90 Day Fiance. Like,
well, I cried
when I see a plant. I cry when I see anything.
A plant. I'm sorry. Don't lie.
I just looked over at a plant. Yeah, I was trying to think of something.
Whose plants
random.
Are those that brought? Into
I know,
your,
but I'm just saying. Yeah. But
I did cry end of The Notebook when I was watching it with you. But I held it in because I didn't want to give you that satisfaction that I liked the movie.
Really?
Yeah. It was so freaking hard. I'm sitting there like choking up.
That's so cute. That's adorbsies. Who is more stubborn?
Me.
You think?
I think we both are. I'm stubborn in my own way.
No, I think you.
I'm more stubborn in the sense of like I hold a grudge, like a really big grudge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm more stubborn in that way. But you're stubborn too in your own way, where it's like when you know you're wrong and if we're having a fight, you still will like go keep the fight going even though you know you're wrong.
Yeah.
And you won't say, you know what, actually I'm going to say 50-50.
Okay. Who takes up more than half of the bed?
Our dogs.
Yeah. But I would say me.
Yeah, but also I've trained Stassi to be the one to kick the dogs off the bed.
Yeah, so they hate
so
me.
They hate her more.
Yeah. So they run.
Like they,
yeah.
They look at me and they're like, Bo, why is she doing this to us?
You're
I'm
an
like,
asshole.
I'm so sorry, Luda. I'm sorry, Ethan. Your mom's just a bitch.
Okay, we have three more.
Okay.
This one. I know the answer to this. Who is the bigger flirt? You.
Well, I'm not a flirt. Well, hold on.
I don't even know how to flirt.
I'm not a flirt. I'm fun and I'm social. Oh. So that's like people would. Like I'm fun. I will talk to the same way to a girl, to a guy. No, okay, hold on. Let me back trip off that. Let me back step 1 second before something comes. I'm extra outgoing when I go out because I love talking to people and I love, you know, chit chatting and having a good time. And people might say I'm a flirt, but I'm flirtatious is like touching girls and there's like a weird difference with flirting. Like flirting is like, oh, I like this girl, I'm going to flirt with her.
Okay.
So I feel like you're definitely not like that.
No, I know.
But I'm also saying that
I'm not even flirty on dates.
Yeah.
You described me as intense when you first met me.
Yeah.
And
scared,
motherly.
She scared me. She's a scary motherly. You literally scared me into a relationship with you.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you say that in our wedding vows? Because I love it.
All right.
Who is more likely to be running late? Neither.
Yeah, we're pretty on time.
Yeah, I really couldn't handle you if that's the one thing I like. Fucking yeah. And the final question.
Oh shit! Why is? Hold on. Let me just let. She just pepped up. Good posture. Big smile. Cheeks are getting rosy. iPad is down. I don't even get to look at the answer. Oh my God, that smile.
Who is the better dresser?
You.
Thank you.
Well,
listen.
Yeah.
It's one of the main things I got. I know you really so desperately want to say you, and you take pride in what you
Babe,
wear.
You have an outfit of the day.
I have a national holiday.
A national holiday.
About
national.
Style.
About style, yeah.
You got to just.
Did would I even think twice about that?
Yeah, because no. You thought about saying yourself. I saw the wheels in your head turning. I saw you. There was a moment where you were about to say yourself. But you realized that it was in your best interest to say me. And notice how I ended this game with me winning.
I just can't wait till overalls become chic for girls and you wear one. And
they
I go,
are chic when you have the right body type. Like, I have too big of boobs and I just look larger.
That looks hot.
No, I can't.
All right. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I like when, like certain girls wear overalls. They can make them look really cute. I just don't know. I just feel like they don't look great on me.
All right.
I'll try, though, for you. I'll keep trying.
Well, happy Valentine's Day,
yeah,
babe.
Happy.
Well, after, this is future tits when everyone's listening, so.
Totes. All right, peeps, go follow my boyfriend on Instagram at the good, the bad, the bogey, B-O-G-I-E.
Yeah, and it's not bougie.
I would have preferred it
People
to be
think
that.
It's bougie. It's
I like it.
Bougie.
It's because I love that word.
If I asked you, I'm like, babe, I've never had an Instagram. Can you create me one? You'd be like, the good about the bougie.
Yeah, I would.
Yep, nope.
All right, later, Khaleesi's.